Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border in those big 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. I made a couple of changes there tonight. You can go over there and take a look and see if you can pick up on what they were. All right, well, we are joined, as we are six nights a week, with our good friend Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle is going to be greeted by the group on the porch. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, yes, and yes. And they are psyched, still recuperating and celebrating from last night, the big Tampa Bay Lightning win. Winners of the Stanley Cup for the second time. By the way, we're going to have a big boat parade here, similar to what they did with the Super Bowl trophy with Tom Brady.
Very cool.
It's a whole heck of a lot harder to try to throw the Stanley Cup. It's too heavy.
No kidding. So hope they don't try. Yeah.
No, they won't. No, they won't. They won't. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I've got something a little different I'm going to start the show with, just to kind of set the tone for where we're going here. Kyle, have you noticed that the radical left is now admitting President Trump was right about a lot of things, especially some of the things they lied about just before the election?
Sure, yeah, this is really interesting, yeah.
Well, first of all, hydroxychloroquine works. Second, the China virus came from a Chinese lab. Third, Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Then, Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. Then the Russian bounty story was a fake. And then we did produce vaccines before the end of 2020, in record time, I might add. And then, of course, there was the blue state lockdowns that just didn't work. And then the schools that should be open were open, and where they were, everything went right along the way it should have been. And then there was this critical race theory, which has now been proven to be nothing short of a disaster for our schools and our country. And finally, our southern border security program was absolutely unprecedentedly successful under Donald Trump, and now it's gone to hell in a handbasket because the media and their Democratic partners spent years lying about our president, Donald Trump, to the American people. And it turns out he was right all along.
You know, Captain, yeah, you are absolutely correct about this. I'm not going to go so far to say they're jumping on the Trump train, but they can no longer deny the Trump train. They can't deny that what President Trump was up to and his policies were working well for the American people, the American way of life. Jobs, the economy was going, we were, energy independent essentially. All these different things were happening. And you're right, they lied about it because they wanted him out of office. By hook or by crook, they wanted him out of office. But yet, there's so many there's so much evidence that things were going well and that Trump was right about a lot of these different things that, they can no longer hide it because they're losing viewers, they're losing subscribers, and they're losing voters.
Now, going against his word, what he told the Afghani president when he was here, President Joe Biden yesterday said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August the 31st, saying speed is safety as the United States seeks to end nearly 20-year-old war. And the reason, and by the way, he said we cannot win the war, but the reason for all of that is because once Joe Biden got in, and granted Donald Trump was going to pull the troops out in a little slower manner, but we were going to go out, and on the way out, we were going to just absolutely blow the bejesus out of all the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS that we could find anywhere we could find them. And I happen to know that the word Moab was going to be used in some cases because wherever there was a large contingent together of them, they were just going to drop one of their biggest bombs to say, okay, boys, here we go.
Yes, and that would have gone out with a bang, that's for sure.
It would have changed her attitude.
Well, exactly right. So now what do we have? We have a very different president, a very different mindset, and a very different message being sent. In fact, Captain, you were talking with me right before the program tonight, and as we were watching some of this footage of the Taliban coming into Bagram using old equipment and actually going for what we believe, is some material left behind.
Well, they were going for ammunition, and they were obviously going for more of the equipment that was sitting there, which ranged from the missiles that you could see, the rockets, that you could see there, to ammunition. And by the way, they were coming in the old tanks that they had, the old American tanks, as well as some of the old Soviet tanks. That's how they were driving into the base.
That's right. And from The Godfather Part 3, Michael Corleone, your enemies always get strong on what you leave behind.
Yep, and the girls all get prettier at closing time. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy is going to give you the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. And first of all, a big shout out to everybody down there in Bradenton. We appreciated the fact that we were able to have lunch yesterday with some really intelligent, wide-eyed, open people that get it. And we were talking about some things, solved all the world's problems, I might add. At lunch, pretty easy to do. But anyway, we'll be back in August on the first Thursday of August for our next lunch. All right, now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain over time. Now, I take it twice a day, and I started out the way you will start out, with the three-week quick start. But the Relief Factor that I take, and the reason it works for me, is because of what's in it. No drugs, all natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will go straight to the pain at the source of the pain and lower or even eliminate the pain altogether that you're having. Plus, it goes after the inflammation that you have. Now, in my case, it's always my ankle, my left ankle, my left foot, my left leg, and I take the Relief Factor, and boom, down it goes again. I was showing it to somebody yesterday, and they said, oh, that doesn't look very good. And I said, it's looked a lot worse, trust me. And if I wasn't taking a Relief Factor, it would look worse than it does now. But it's a work in progress, and it is what it is. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it also supports a healthy response to helping you heal whatever the problem is that you've got. It comes in little convenient individual packets, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it all started. Now, you take it, as directed for 3 weeks. You'll know by the end of that whether or not it's going to work for you. It doesn't work for everybody, and if it doesn't, you're only out $20. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, and you're in like Flynn, and away you go. And I'm telling you, it works for me. I'm absolutely sure it'll work for 99.9% of the people in the radio audience that are listening to me that suffer with pain and inflammation. Relieffactor.com/captain, the website, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And as they say, Kyle, all you have to lose is pain, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Now, Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer, got sentenced to 30 months in federal prison. I guess he's going to go make some license plates now instead of defending porn actresses and strippers and whatnot. But he got pretty much what he deserved because the guy is just a creep.
Well, and that's why Tucker gave him that moniker, the creepy porn lawyer, for one thing. And that's right, 30 months in prison for his scheme to extort Nike. I think, what was it, to the tune of $25
million
or something
million.
Like that? Yeah, so that's a lot of money. I do appreciate, though, what Geraldo Rivera said about this guy. He says, quote, "I don't like to kick a guy when he's down, but this is a truly loathsome creature," from Geraldo. So, but I got to tell you, yeah, this, do you remember, Captain, wasn't it on MSNBC or something where they thought that he should run for president against Donald Trump?
Well, yeah, but let me tell you something about MSNBC. He went 1 week on MSNBC, made 174 appearances. No one has ever even come close to that.
Wow, exactly. Well, see, that was also happening back at a time when they thought, this is it. We're going to get Trump finally. We're going to get him on this, and
yep,
he's going to have to step down or whatever it is. And but no, it wasn't. It turns out Michael Avenatti is not doing well these days.
Yeah, loser. Well, 30 months in jail. Maybe he'll turn himself around and find Jesus or something. Who knows? Now, President Joe Biden continues to push his vaccines as a way of combating COVID-19. And not everybody is pleased with his latest plan to spread the word. Now, Biden's HHS secretary, your former attorney general out there in California, former congressman, has said absolutely it's the government's business to know who hasn't been vaccinated. And now they're going to do the door-to-door, knock-on-door campaign they're talking about. I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, you know, Captain, that is going to, well, I hate to say that we'll have to see, but I think we can kind of predict that there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to appreciate that, and certainly could create some confrontations.
Would you like to hear the police call now?
Yeah.
One item 12, shots fired, all units respond, two creepy people trying to get drug information, shots fired, all units advised, and something like that. That'll be the call.
Well, you know,
because I'm telling you, some of these farmers out in the woods and whatnot, all they're going to do is point the shotgun out the window and say, leave my property. And if these people go, well, sir, kaboom, so you're going to hear.
Well, it right, because the setup for confrontation is unprecedented at that point. Any time in America,
okay,
you hear door-to-door, it becomes a little strange.
All right, well, let's hear what Ian has to say. Ian is calling in, and let's see what he has infinite wisdom on tonight. Go ahead there, Ian.
I don't know if I got infinite wisdom, but
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, so go ahead.
I've got opinions. I wanted to comment about Avenatti and Afghanistan. First, Avenatti, this is a cautionary tale. You guys say he's a loser. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't.
He's going to jail. That's losing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In my opinion, he got a light sentence for what he did. And also, this just shows you, don't let yourself be used by the deep state. He was a willing accomplice of the deep state. They used him as a tool to take him down, to take Trump down. And guess what? Now that they got rid of Trump, they don't need Avenatti anymore because politicians have done way worse crimes than Avenatti. And they got a slap on the wrist or they got looked the other way. And
you're right. You're right about that. Mm-hmm.
Avenatti, the deep state, turned on him and threw him to the wolves. So this is a cautionary tale. And as for Afghanistan, you're going to think I'm crazy. but I'm not lying when I'm going to say this. I knew that war was lost when we went in it in 2001, and I hate to say that, but I knew it, and I knew it was going to end this way, okay? And people are going to be laughing at us around the world. We handled that all wrong. We should have given them a warning and told them to turn over bin Laden by a date certain, and if you don't, atomic weapons will be used. If we had used atomic weapons in the period right after 9/11 of 2001, I guarantee it would be a different world. We would have ruled the world like we did after World War II. Mm-hmm. And I put this on Bush. Now, I know you like Bush and everything, but look, this was on Bush's watch. Watch. You can't deny this, okay? Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, and I will say this, the comment that I made when bin Laden was taken down, remember that night, Kyle?
Yeah.
When bin Laden was taken down, and we heard the announcement, and the first announcement came in the way of breaking news by Geraldo Rivera on Fox. He's the one that announced it through his sources. I said, okay, it's time to get out of Afghanistan. I made that comment at that time. I think we made a mistake by sticking around because we accomplished what we said we were going to do.
Well, right. That's exactly right. Then you have an end game. You have a methodology of determining we're done, that kind of thing. Of course, one of the big issues has always been trying to create or export, quote-unquote, American-style democracy into Afghanistan. And with perspective, that becomes a little bit more clear that that is certainly not something that is going to easily be achieved and has not yet obviously been achieved. And what we expect to happen in Afghanistan now is, again, as the Taliban begins to take over again, we'll still have tribal issues, as it were, and warlords.
Well, somebody last night posted something somewhere, might have been on Facebook, and said, look, they've taken control of the border with Iran, and they're getting the money coming in, this, that, and the other. And no, they have not taken control of the border with Iran. They've taken control of the border with Pakistan.
Right. Right. And again, my real concern is, I know you share this too, Captain, and so many of our listeners, about the people who were working for the United States military, translating, cooking, working in the bases and so forth. You know, I still haven't heard, what their disposition is and if they're going to be.
They are not out yet, and they're waiting for, as Joe Biden said, special legislation to pay for getting them out as quickly as possible. Well, they're running out of time. What's going to happen is the Taliban's going to be looking for those people first, and when they find them, they're going to kill them. That's all there is to it.
The massacre, right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch and your phone calls, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced the end of the nation's longest war. He said the withdrawal process will be completed by August 31st.
Nearly 20 years of experience has shown us that the current security situation only confirms that just one more year of fighting Afghanistan is not a solution.
Biden said a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is not inevitable. He said the Afghan security forces have the ability to defeat the Taliban. He also said the intelligence community has not assessed the nation will collapse when the U.S. leaves the country. The United States is responding to a request from Haiti's National Police for investigative assistance following yesterday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Some suspects have been killed or taken into custody. Officials in Haiti say they're still hunting for the masterminds. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Right, and don't forget to catch Mark's program Sunday night, the Monster Cast. Now, I was on, Wednesday show, the Wednesday Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. So if you want to catch that podcast, go over to his website. And I also put it up on my Facebook page so you could hear that. I spent an hour on this program, and we went back and forth. We had quite a great conversation and a lot of great response from people around the country as to what we were doing. Okay, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Now, Mike Lindell, as you well know, was targeted by the progressive left, democratic, socialist, hardcore communist for extinction. They were trying to destroy him because he was a big money man that was giving big amounts of money to Donald Trump and giving him a platform and a voice and coming out and speaking for him. He was the essential successful business person who had had a problem in life where he had been in prison because of a drug problem, came out of the prison, turned his life around and became a multimillionaire with a pillow company. But it wasn't just about pillows. He had developed a complete line of things that were being sold at places like Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Kmart, Walmart. And then when the hardcore socialists decided to go after him, which they did, they got his product taken out of the stores, the big box stores. So suddenly he lost all that market, and he turned to people like myself and said, would you help me by endorsing on your program my products and telling people about my new website? And when he finally came to me and it was my turn, I said, absolutely. So here's the deal, folks. His website is MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Everything that he has is on that website. And you can go over there, take a look at it, and use the promo code CAPTAIN, because it'll say, issue, give us your promo code for the savings, whatever the savings might happen to be. And there's a lot of different very variable amounts. You save like maybe $60 on one thing, $40 on another, $30 on this, whatever. But the promo code CAPTAIN will definitely help you to save money. And oh, by the way, you want a pillow? You want a really good pillow? The MyPillow Premium Pillows are at their lowest price ever. You'll save $40 on the pillows. And I got two of them. And let me tell you, they are fantastic. And I've also got the mattress topper. And that's fantastic. Best night's sleep I've ever had. And oh, by the way, I almost made the mistake of walking out of the house yesterday with the slippers on. They're so comfortable you don't even realize that you're wearing slippers and not shoes. So, MyPillow.com, the promo code CAPTAIN will save you a bunch of money and help out Mike Lindell. He's a great, great, great guy. I've had the opportunity to meet him, and he's going to be coming on my show soon. And Kyle, what else could you say?
Well, you know, Captain, the promo code CAPTAIN, that is the key. And by the way, at MyPillow.com, you've got other deals that are there as well that go along with this promo code. For example, the MyPillow mattress topper, save 30% and get two free standard pillows with the promo code CAPTAIN.
Yep, and that's a lot of money you're getting on a discount right there just by doing that.
That's right.
All right, now let's talk about... And boy, this is just kind of it's not a happy subject. It's the Surfside Miami condo situation. They now are in a full recovery mode. They're no longer looking for survivors. They can hope they might find some, but it's not going to happen because of the way they're tearing the floors apart right now. But tears and prayers mark the end of the search for the Miami condo survivors. They got together and had a big ceremony there day before yesterday. And now it's all about recovery. As of yesterday, the death toll was up to 64. And what they're doing now is they're taking these big cranes and they're lifting the big concrete slab, the floors, off each other. And when they do that, that's when they find the victims pretty much still in their beds.
Yes, and that is unfortunately the sad truth of what they're finding. So that leaves right now, by my reckoning, some 76 people still unaccounted for. Again, as you said, Captain, they're able to move these large slabs now because they have exhausted, from what the rescue workers and the engineers there, they believe that they have exhausted exploring any of the voids, as it were, that could have harbored somebody and helped them to survive. So the fact that they've gone through all those voids, and now they've, as you said, it's gone to a recovery operation, so it'll take a little bit more time, obviously, to do this, but the investigation is, of course, in full swing, and these people are going to they're not going to have died in vain, in the sense, because they're going to find out what happened so it never happens to somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And there you go. But anyway, I'll tell you what, it's a shame. That this is happening the way it is. Now, got to talk about three scientists that sat there yesterday and offered up a new statement claiming that the Chinese Communist Party virus has natural origins.
So we're back to that again now. Oh, yeah. My goodness. This is getting to be a little ridiculous, and because obviously what we saw happening at the very beginning of this, and then we were told, no, it's a bat in a wet market of some sort, and then now, of course, with so much of the other evidence that's come out, having to do with the lab and the level of containment and just the way that this virus is. So yes, it is a little disconcerting to have this go back the other way now from some scientists who are saying it's naturally occurring. And to some degree, Captain, that could actually even be scarier. Well, wait a second. It's, we haven't seen this virus in the last 5,000 years, but here it is. I mean, it's what else could be coming? But I think it's much more likely that it is a somehow engineered virus leaked in some way.
Yeah, all the signs point to it. All the signs. By the way, the Israeli Supreme Court yesterday upheld a law that defines the country as the nation state of the Jewish people, rejecting claims by opponents that it discriminates against minorities. And they finally got that established again, of affirmative.
Yes, and wasn't that the primary purpose that when the UN carved out that part of the Middle East, of traditional Israel, historic ancient Israel, basically, and said this is the homeland of the Jewish people following World War II?
Yep. Had nothing to do with the Palestinians.
Right.
Yeah, nothing. Because they're where they're supposed to be, technically, or where they wound up. And they can't seem to govern themselves. I mean, they keep having all these problems all by themselves. And you got Hamas over there running the show now. How's that working out?
Well, we've seen, and the very fact that, of course, Israel has been under fire in one shape or form or another ever since its inception in the modern day Israel in 1948, and there's been some pretty pretty bad wars. There's been some pretty bad sneak attacks and so forth, but Israel has persevered, and of course the United States, its greatest ally, and we hope that that doesn't degrade it any further under a Biden administration, as it was so degraded, in my opinion, under the Obama administration.
Now, I think the government, the federal government, is going to lose out on this one, but the North Dakota government, under Kristi Noem, the governor, has sued the Biden administration over the suspension of the oil and gas lease sales that had been made, contracts that had been signed under the Trump administration, and I do believe that the government's going to lose on that one, and North Dakota is going to win.
Well, again, agreements are made, have to be made in good faith, and if something comes along to simply change that and then be in bad faith, I think it strengthens the state.
You can't just disavow an agreement because you've got a new administration comes in and says, no, we're changing our policy. You just can't do that.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because, again, otherwise, what is the word of the United States government?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold that thought. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dorothy. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
I missed the first half hour. I fell asleep. Sorry about that. Did you happen to listen to Sean Hannity last night?
Who?
Sean Hannity.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the big... push he's going to make for the Star Spangled Banner?
Did I hear the Star Spangled Banner? I heard something.
He talked about it for several minutes. He is going to make a big push that every sports event.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I had to think what you said. Yep. Okay. All right.
Do you remember when I called you? In fact, it was on the 14th of June.
Yep.
And I want to commend you because by you playing that Whitney Houston, I bet you started something.
Maybe. Okay, thank you. Okay, got to go to break. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. Coming back, taking a look at the roads.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Make sure you pull on in there and tell them you were listening to this program, and I was telling you about you could get yourself a free hot cup of coffee just by mentioning the show, and tell them you want to become a member of the Drivers Club, which is free. They'll send you right over to the kiosk, and you sign right up, and boom, you're there. Because then you'll get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And it'll start to add up, and it'll you can use it just like a discount next time around, or use it in the catalog version of the Drivers Club. And they also have an RV club, too, for the campers out there. Okay, well, let's first tell you that Elsa hasn't gone away. It's up the East Coast, moving from Virginia, from Chesapeake Bay still intensifying there. And by the way, yesterday off North Carolina, the storm did intensify, got stronger. And it's going right up the ocean, right up all the way to Maine, it looks like, all the way to Maine before it makes that turn and goes out to sea. And then again, it may not, because now it looks like it's going right straight to Nova Scotia. But that's that. And out west, we got us some real warm temperatures. And let's not forget also that down there in the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico, we still got all that rain down there. So, Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, out west tonight, we continue to see these excessive heat warnings. Just to give you an idea, right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's 100 degrees outside. In Phoenix, it's 99 degrees in the middle of the night, basically. It's a little before midnight out west. But those excessive heat warnings continue all through California. In fact, California right now, the power grid operators are asking, of course, for conservation to help try to avoid those rolling blackouts that you hear so much about this time of year. But the excessive heat warnings continue on through Phoenix, also up through almost the entire state of Utah. We have either fire weather warnings or excessive heat. That goes over, of course, into western Colorado, Grand Junction, along I-70. Heat advisories continuing there. Wyoming, most of the state of Wyoming, including Cheyenne, Laramie, Casper, and on over into the western part, including over into Idaho, Pocatello, also great Idaho Falls, I should say, and Boise, all under excessive heat warnings tonight. And that's what's happening out west, Captain.
Well, of course, Elsa is going to impact the Northeast all day today. Flooding rains, strong winds will be the main threats. Thunderstorms, some with potentially significant severe weather, possibly another tornado or two, are expected Friday afternoon into Friday night across parts of the Central Plains and mid-Missouri Valley. Also, of course, over here in the southwestern part, and I'm going to go down there to the southwestern part of the Gulf of Mexico, because we've had this weather, rain, heavy rain, in that one area, just there. I mean, it's been there from now Houston all the way down to McAllen and up to Harlingen and over towards Eagle Pass, and it's just raining. There's flood conditions as you come up towards Corpus Christi, and of course you go towards Houston. We've got a lot of flooding in the low-lying areas through there. And then I'm going to move straight up the line here for a second to tell you that in Kansas, the central part of Kansas, we got a high heat warning there. But more importantly, in the northwestern corner of Iowa tonight and the northeastern corner of Nebraska tonight, to include most of central South Dakota and all the way up to the North Dakota border in the central part of the state, you've got severe thunderstorms, flooding, and it looks like there might be some really bad weather mixed in there tonight coming across. Now, that weather may move over into Minnesota. It may move more into Iowa, but it's certainly coming from west to east right now. So that's a big band of showers, so be advised of that. Now, in the meantime, from the Chesapeake Bay, rain, heavy rain, I-95, the I-95 corridor, all the way up Jersey, New York City, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, up into Maine, through New Hampshire, rain, heavy rain, low-lying area. I'm sure there's going to be flooding by the looks of this. We've got a lot of different weather variables offshore. I'm sure there's small craft warnings there because you do have some really rough seas right now, and that goes all the way, projected to go all the way to Nova Scotia. So you're going to be looking at this kind of weather all day today into tonight, probably into tomorrow morning before it's finally up into Maine and Nova Scotia and gone. Boy, that's been a heck of a storm there, Kyle.
It really has, yes.
Elsa, the storm from nowhere.
Right, right. Well, again, and as you said, you know, re-strengthening, basically. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, it did. Yesterday, it actually did strengthen over the Carolinas as it got a little bit closer to the sea again, to the ocean, to where it could do that. And the winds jumped up, and it became more organized again, and away you went. Now, I didn't play a song because I couldn't get the song to play that I wanted to play there, Kyle, so we'll have to do that next hour, but it is what it is. The magic of live radio, right?
Well, that's right. Sometimes those kinds of things happen. We keep trucking along.
Yeah. Now, Senator Warnock in Georgia, remember him?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yep.
He and Stacey Abrams pretty much single-handedly drove the Major League Baseball All-Star team out of Georgia to where it's being played in Denver, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Now, he's amongst the GOP's biggest targets for 2022 because he's been just a pain in the butt, and the guy is not much of a politician. He's hurt Georgia more than he's helped them because of what's going on with the price of fuel. By the way, gasoline is now in many places over $3 a gallon in parts of Georgia and Florida, and that's not going to help them at all.
Well, no, of course not. This is just ridiculously out of kilter for where it should be, for obvious reasons. But we've had all these policy changes and so forth. The attack on American energy independence, the shutting down of the Keystone Pipeline project, and the general hostility against the fuel industry, basically. But yes, I think as well, evidently the Republican senatorial committee is going to be running an ad. This is a National Republican Senatorial Committee. It's going to be running an ad in Georgia during the All-Star Game talking about how losing the All-Star Game cost Georgia $100 million boost to their economy.
Now, they're getting a lot of heavy rain in New York City, and that's causing the New York City subways to flood again, which is something that happens all the time. It's just a way of life in New York. And guess who's speaking up saying, see, we got to do something different? Guess who's speaking up?
Well, let me see. Would it be AOC?
AOC. AOC is seizing on the New York City subway flooding they're currently having right now to pitch her new Green Deal, or Green New Deal, rather. I don't know what in the hell she could do to stop the flooding in New York City. It's just a way of life there, kiddo. And, two things that don't mix, water and electricity.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, see, that's part of the deal, though. It's to seize on something that obviously is an issue, a problem, but it's an ongoing problem. It's always been like that. And then say, this is because of global warming or that kind of climate change, whatever
and
it is.
By the way, hold on a minute. We got something coming out of Baltimore here. Amtrak passengers were evacuated from a passenger train near Baltimore after fire broke out underneath a rail car. This just happened 29 minutes ago.
Okay, well, we are going to find out exactly what we can find out about that and have details. Yeah.
The Amtrak train probably running from New York to D.C.
Yep.
I'm guessing. Is that a high-speed train? Might be.
It might be. That's right. So we're gonna check this out, and we'll have all of the details.
I don't know anything about any injuries. I just know the report. I'll read it again. Amtrak passengers evacuated near Baltimore after fire breaks out underneath rail car, and this happened 30 minutes ago now.
Okay, it looks like we are getting a little bit of information about this. The train was the Palmetto number 90. It runs between New York City and Georgia. Evidently, there's some kind of fire detected. 261 passengers were all taken off the train while the fire was being addressed.
All right, we'll address that when we come back from the break. Got to take a break, folks, and we'll be right back. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and myself here at the Captain's America Third Watch. And when news breaks in the middle of the night, we're your source. We'll tell you what it is.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.